107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is Tuesday, May 16th. Always great to check in with Calla James with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Good morning, Calla.
Good morning.
Calla, it's always great to check in. Right off the top, let's talk about the pet pantry. We don't often get a chance to chat about that with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Tell us about the pet pantry.
We have a pet pantry program here at the Humane Society that supports people and pets, particularly when they are facing a crisis, so a personal emergency or financial crisis, and where they're unable to feed their pets or making the choice about whether they're going to feed their pet or themselves. So we offer this pet pantry program every Friday, drop-in from 10 till 12. You can come into the Humane Society at our spay-neuter clinic door and chat with one of our team members there who can connect you with food and basic supplies such as litter and small animal bedding. If there is anything else that you are in desperate need for, you can always make that ask as well, and we can see if we have that supply. Of course, if you can't wait until a Friday, please do drop in, and the team here would be able to help you.
It's another great thing with Stratford Perth Humane Society. And with regards to the pet pantry, I understand you're looking for, well, something to help shade the volunteers that are helping out, shall we say.
That's right. We are looking for a pop-up tent, particularly when we are outside and dealing with a larger volume of people. We love to get out there and chat with people, and the summer months are definitely very, very hot. So as our pet pantry gets busier, we just love a little bit of help to keep our volunteers and our staff cool while they're handing out food to people in need.
So, of course, we'll share the links on our Facebook page, but there's also a link to their wish list. So, again, for the pop-up canopy tent or other items on the Stratford Perth Humane Society wish list, you can check that out as well. Now, Calla, something like the pet pantry, there are so many resources available for people at Stratford Perth Humane Society.
Absolutely. We are always encouraging people to check out our website. We want you to think of us if you're thinking of some sort of animal need. We have quite a lot of low-cost veterinary services on our website that you can access there. We also have services or resources like behavior and training resources. So if you pop onto our website under the services tab, you'll see a section on behavior and training that can link you with local positive reinforcement trainers, as well as a virtual option. So if cost is a barrier to accessing training and you're having issues with your pet in the home, you can check out that virtual training option. We have also connected with our friends at Toronto Humane Society who offer cat behavior training as well. So we definitely want you to check out those resources. And of course, give us a call if you have any questions at all. We can direct you to the best people.
But it's terrific. There's so many great options there with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Well, we're thinking, of course, summertime and summer camps. And you especially want to spotlight a special camp that's coming up.
That's right. We have our vet camp. We have never hosted vet camp at our Stratford location. So we have our regular summer camp that has expanded to 6 weeks this year. We've also added a vet week. So what that means is it's a specialty week-long camp that will teach kids about everything they need to know about being and becoming a vet or an RVT. We're also going to be learning about other careers in the animal welfare field at the end of the week. But the kids get to come and have a great time practicing things like physical exams or running their own vet appointments. It's just a really fun week for kids. So if your little one is very interested in becoming a vet or going into the veterinary field like an RVT, we'd love to have them join us July 10th to the 14th. It's located right here at the Humane Society, and registration is now available on our website.
So do check that out. And a reminder, there is another PD day coming up for Friday, June 9th. There is still spots available for that?
There are. And I've talked to people out there and said, if you're like me, you kind of forget that PD days sneak up on you.
Yeah.
If you're looking for care for your child, we do run that week. It can fill up very fast, though. So we definitely encourage people to hop online now and register now so you can secure a spot.
And it's all about the animals, and we certainly hear the continued need for fostering for Stratford End area.
Definitely. We are always looking for foster parents to help us, particularly over the last number of months. We have been looking for large breed dog fosters. We're just having a little bit of a hard time finding homes who are able to open up their home and their couch to a large dog. So if you're interested and you have that space, we'd love to hear from you. And again, our foster applications are right on our website at kwsthumane.ca.
That's Calla James with Stratford Perth Humane Society. And again, you can always drop by Griffith Road in Stratford, the center there, for all of the details. Calla James. Calla, always a pleasure chatting, and have a great long weekend coming up, too.
Thank you. You too.